हरे कृष्णा। सो कृष्णा कॉल्ड द लस्ट एज नित्य वैरी, इटर्नल एनिमी। एंड आफ्टर दैट कृष्णा टोल्ड वेयर दिस इटर्नल एनिमी इज रिसाइडिंग इन द बॉडी। ही टोल्ड दैट इट रिसाइड्स इन इंद्रिय, सेंसेस, मन, माइंड, बुद्धि, इन इंटेलिजेंस। एंड नाउ कृष्णा इज गोइंग टू हेल्प अस टू अंडरस्टैंड हाउ टू कॉन्कर दीज एनिमीज सो दैट द पर्सन गेट्स रिड of this bondage that is there because of this covering by this enemy. So let's see that in shloka number 41. Tasmatvam indriyanyadau niyamya bharatarshabha papmanam prajahihenam jnana vijnana nashanam. So here Krishna starts the shloka with Tasmat, therefore, O Arjuna. Like, you know, he's described about lust and the places where this lust sits. Now he's saying, therefore, Bharatarshabha, the best of the Bharatas, listen to me. Now he's saying that Tasmat, therefore, Niyamya, by regulating. Regulating what? Regulating Indriyani. Regulating the senses. When should I regulate the senses? In the beginning, he says. In the beginning, therefore, Arjuna, start regulating the senses. And papmanam prajahi. So he says, papmanam prajahi. By regulating these senses, conquer the lust or curb the lust, prajahi. And how is this lust? Papmanam. Very, very sinful. And then he says, Hienam jnana vijnana nashanam. And what you should do? Slay this destroyer. Kill this destroyer. Nashanam. Destroyer of what? Destroyer of jnana vijnana, knowledge and self-realization. So this is a very, very nice shloka to understand that what is now important thing that we need to do, or what is in our hand that we can do, is regulate the senses. So after, you know, the person gets lustful desires and he's like pulled to execute that desire, so it's very difficult to hold that person. If you remember in the second chapter when we're discussing 62 and the 63rd shloka, so there we were saying that the man falling from a cliff is equivalent to a man who comes under the senses and sense objects, who is swayed by the senses and sense objects. So when can the man who is jumping from the cliff stop himself, check himself? So there are different altitudes which are there. So he has already jumped, and then at different altitudes he is coming down. So can he stop in between somewhere? He has to stop at the starting point before jumping the cliff. And that's what Krishna is saying. In the beginning before jumping the cliff, you have to curb, you have to control. Control what? Control these senses by regulation. So this is a very important point to understand, that we need to regulate the senses. And only by regulating the senses, we can slay this destroyer of knowledge and self-realization. So let's try to understand the shloka and understand the application of the same. So let's understand first what is jnana and vijnana. Jnana basically means the knowledge of body and soul. If you remember in second chapter, Krishna has given an elaborate description, a lot of description about the body and soul, characteristics of the body, characteristics of the soul. So that is jnana, that is knowledge. Now what is vijnana? Vijnana is self-realization. So vijnana is basically the spirit soul understanding that I am part and parcel of Krishna, and also understanding what is my relationship with Krishna. This is called as vijnana. Now here, Prabhupada is making a very important statement. The living entities are parts and parcels of the Lord, and therefore they are simply meant to serve the Lord. This important characteristic, the important nature of the living entity, that is to serve, gets covered by this lust. And what happens when we start regulating the senses, start reviving our Krishna consciousness? This is what we'll realize. I am servant of Krishna, I am Das. And what am I supposed to do? I'm supposed to serve my Prabhu, my master, Krishna. That is the eternal constitutional position. And when we come to our eternal constitutional position, we'll be happy, we'll be satisfied. Till then, it's very difficult to be peaceful within, to be stable within, to be happy within. It's very difficult. The person will always be miserable because he's not in his natural constitutional position. He's just faking himself. He's just faking himself to be the master. Just imagine a beggar on the street. He starts faking himself as a very, very rich person. How long can he fake? And will he be happy? Similarly, when the living entity is faking himself as the master, as a boss, how long can he be happy? When he understands, when he comes to this realization that I am spirit soul, part and parcel of Krishna, I am servant of Krishna, then when he starts executing his duties as servant of Krishna, he can become happy. Till then, he'll be miserable forever. Lust is only the perverted reflection of the love of God, which is natural for every living entity. So we have discussed this in one of our previous videos, that how love of God is the topmost thing in the spiritual world. And when that gets reflected to this material world, what happens? It's a perverted reflection. So that love of Godhead, it is transformed into lust. And love of Godhead is the strongest thing that exists in the spiritual world. And when it gets perverted, the lust becomes the strongest thing in this material world. And that is the reason we see that to curb this lust, it's very, very difficult. Even in the old age, even on the deathbed, the person, he still feels lusty. Even when the entire body, all the senses are very weak, not supportive. So in this way, the lust is just the perverted reflection of the love of Godhead. If one is educated in Krishna consciousness from the very beginning, that natural love of God cannot deteriorate into lust. When love of God deteriorates into lust, it is very difficult to return to the normal condition. This is a very strong statement. It says that in the beginning itself, curb this lust. If the love of Godhead deteriorates to lust, it's very difficult to return. But now for all of us, you know, we have gone to the lowest level of deterioration. The love of Godhead died. Don't know where it is. We cannot find anywhere love of Godhead in our life. The only thing that we can find is selfishness, the tendency to enjoy, lustful desires. These are the things which are filled. So what is the hope now? What is the hope? Here Prabhupada gives the hope. He says, Krishna consciousness is so powerful that even a late beginner, so Prabhupada is talking about all of us, can become a lover of God by following the regulative principles of devotional service. So still, it's not very late. Even now, what we can do? We can revive that love of God and we can curb this lust. How? By following the regulative principles of devotional service. What are the regulative principles of devotional service? Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Archanam, Vandanam. So all these nine which are there, processes of bhakti or angas of bhakti, all of these nine, starting with Shravanam and Kirtanam, the most important ones in this age of Kali. Starting with this, if someone starts following it very nicely, that person can revive love of Godhead. Shravanam, Kirtanam. That is Shravanam, hearing, and Kirtanam, chanting. So it's very, very important to hear what Krishna is speaking in Bhagavad Gita. To hear about Krishna from Srimad Bhagavatam. And do what? Along with that, chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So when we start chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and keep hearing the glories of Lord, automatically the cleansing will happen, the purification will happen. Or else this lust, you know, which is like a very, very thick covering, it cannot be removed so easily. The greatest weapon that we have got is chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, hearing the glories and chanting the glories of Lord Shri Krishna. This is the greatest weapon that we have to kill this enemy, which is actually troubling us from many, many, many lifetimes. From any stage of life or from the time of understanding its urgency, one can begin regulating the senses in Krishna consciousness, devotional service of the Lord, and turn the lust into love of Godhead. the highest perfectional stage of human life. So it doesn't matter what is our age currently when we started practicing Krishna consciousness. We might be in our 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and even after that, it doesn't matter. What matters is, after understanding this knowledge, what am I doing? Do I take this for granted or do I take it seriously? So if I take this knowledge seriously and practice every single day, not theory, not just theory, you know, it has to be brought into practice. Practical is very, very important. And when that happens, then we can say, yes, we are doing justice to this human form of life. So in this way, Krishna has very nicely, you know, he has spoken about where the enemy sits. And then after that, he spoke about conquering the senses. Conquering the lust by regulating the senses. Now when he said regulating the senses, you know, there might be a question that why only senses? Manah is there, buddhi is there, why is he just talking about senses? So these degrees of strength of senses, mind and intelligence, Krishna is going to speak in the next verse. So let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna.